It is Dukes and Bell. Quick update on two things. One, Mike's got an update on what happens with the weather potentially this weekend with the smoke and all that's going on in the Northeast with the World Cup. And Bryson DeChambeau has been penalized. A two-shot penalty that takes him from 7-under to 5-under for what took place on hole number 5 today. We talked about it before the break. R&A was reviewing this situation, and we just saw Bryson come out. He did not comment. But, guys, basically they say he trampled some grass. Again, for non-golfers, you're going to be like, what the hey? But it allowed him to get this shot out of the rough where he was potentially in danger of not being in play. And so they have reviewed this, and they have penalized him, Mike, a two-shot penalty. So he will go into tomorrow's Saturday round, three shots back of the leader.
Right. So he loses two strokes. Basically the kind of stuff you and I would do in the rough. But you can't do it.
Exactly.
You can't do it in the British Open.
I just
frown on that.
I think it's crap. Real quick before we get to Steve Koonin, an update about the World Cup.
Yeah, they're just betting on the come that the rain that's going to hit New York City and the metro area is going to take away that wildfire smoke. Apparently, Gianni Infantino, the president of FIFA, met with White House officials, including the president, because, again, it's too late in the game to move the state. Again, it's an 82,000-seat stadium. Talk about MetLife for Sunday's World Cup final. There's a horrible smoky condition. You may have seen it on the national news last night. But they're expecting rain to come in, clear it out, clear skies, temperatures around 80. They're predicting for North Jersey and New York City.
For Sunday.
For Sunday.
Okay.
So hopefully that's what's going to happen. Otherwise, you're going to have guys taking hydration and oxygen breaks at FIFA's World Cup final.
Steve Koonin, thank you for your patience. Lots going on today. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Good job there, Weather Mike.
Thank you, Steve. Let's talk to Ginger Z. She'll time it out for us.
Exactly.
Hey, by the way, since you know you are an executive that was getting a front seat or view from where your office is, how great was World Cup for Atlanta?
It was spectacular. You know, last week when you were off for the 11th time this year,
please,
that's how dare you? How dare you? Mayor, the police chief, our dear friends at the Falcons, and Arthur Blank, Rich McKay, Tim Zelaski. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. I love that Atlanta won the World Cup.
We did. I feel the same way as far as all the cities and the host cities. And you're right. That's a guy we left out. Tim Z, man. Great job down there with Mercedes-Benz and everything that went on there. Let's talk about the news this week, and that is we now know where we can find Hawks games. Steve, talk about the decision and how big this is for Hawks fans who now will be able to watch games and not have to pay additional.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked for years about the disruption that's happening in media, and we worked hard on this. Andrew Saltzman did a fantastic job leading us, and we decided that the best course for us was to give the fans the opportunity to watch the Hawks for free. We are huge fans of the guys at Gray Television, which is Channel 46. Sorry, old TV guy.
Yes.
Always call it by the channel. Right? but ANF and Peachtree TV, as well as Peachtree Sports Network, will be carrying our games. They will be on every single distributor, including YouTube TV, which does not carry a lot of live sports other than broadcast networks. And our fans should be able to watch the game, and hopefully we build some new fans from being able to see it. I've gotten overwhelmingly positive support on this one.
Now, it's a no-brainer, Steve. I mean, how many times during the year we talk about, like, the Home Run Derby on Netflix? It was his lowest viewership since 2003, and I understand the money is there for the owners, but sometimes you feel like you're shooting yourself in the foot and not growing your brand for an amazing event like it turned out to be.
Well, it's a very tough argument, reach versus revenue,
right?
You know, and I'm not going to tell you that we didn't have much bigger revenue opportunities, but at the end of the day, at this point in time, with the team that we're hopefully, you know, bringing to the market, that we should let everybody watch it. And Tony Ressler agreed with us, and there we are. We had a fun time yesterday announcing there, and they turned the station over to us, and everybody from Harry was on to cheerleaders, including myself, and it was a lot of fun.
Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, talking about the ability you will have to watch the Hawks here coming up in the fall, and it's great. I love it. You know, I said to Mike, it reminds me of, you know, the reason why so many people fell in love with the Braves, the access was there. And this was, you know, even before going back to the cable days, you know, it was the fact that they were on and you could watch them. And I think that's just a big deal. So congratulations on that, Steve. Wanted to shift gears and talk a little bit about Summer League. It is Summer League, as Charles always says. We're talking about Charles Barkley. But been pleasantly surprised with what we've seen, even though the Hawks don't qualify with the point differential. They do not, you know, move on to the Summer League playoffs. But what's been the response in the building about the guys and the rookies?
I think everybody's incredibly pleased with the three draft picks, and they played really well. From the business side, I would love to have won the Summer League championship, but that's kind of like winning August,
you know? Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter. But I love the opportunity to win. But when our guys played, we looked really, really good. But Charles is right, which is something that's rarely spoken out loud. Mm-hmm. It's Summer League. You know, but I was really pleased. I thought Kingston really operated the offense, low on turnovers, high on assists. You know, playing at Houston, you better play defense. And he showed a lot of defense with a lot of steals. And Zuby's what we need, a tough, big-bodied guy. And credit to Ansi and credit to Quinn. You know, they saw what they needed to see. They shot it off. And we've got one more game to play. And then, you know, don't forget, we started in Utah first.
Right.
So these guys have been gone since July 1st. What a whirlwind. They were drafted on June 23rd, and I don't think they've been home a day since.
Right.
So I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy coming home and then be back in Atlanta starting early August and getting ready for the season, which is right around the corner.
That would explain the 2 points by halftime last night. They were tuckered out. And again, the starters,
I knew this was coming.
Starters weren't out there.
When I saw the score last night, I went, oh, gee, Willikers, I get to deal with Mike tomorrow night.
Well, again, it's like I said, it's Summer League. No one's going to remember. It's like James Franklin just said.
No,
it's just funny. You just said it. We've been playing since July 1st, so they were tuckered out. They needed a break. So
yeah,
that would explain.
Tuckered out. Our guys didn't play.
Exactly. They get a rest. So 2 points, who cares?
When you wanted to spin a wheel and have people come out of the stands?
Yes. Look at the bright side, Steve.
Could have done that last night.
If you bet the under on Kalshi, you're a big winner last night.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
He doesn't
Come on,
need
tell
to
me the president.
He doesn't need to hear that.
Prompter guy isn't a cousin of yours, Mike.
Yeah, we didn't get time for that one in Guy Talk. That's a hell of a story. The guy who runs Trump's teleprompter basically was betting on Kalshi for words that were going to be used in presidential addresses. And needless to say, he's going to be out of a job soon.
Inside job, by the way.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
But thank you, Steve.
Steve Koonin, let's talk about Adam Silver real quick, because he's been saying a lot of things. Obviously, you know, head of the league. Even talked about the WNBA and everything, but he said that everybody's waiting on LeBron. And does that include the schedule? And he alluded to this.
Right.
Like, hey, the schedule come out once all of this is kind of sorted out. All right, I get it. You know, from a business standpoint, I said to Mike, you know what? He still moves the needle. It's a smart play. I have no issues with it. Why would the league put the schedule out right now when one of the biggest stars is yet to make a decision on where he's going to be?
Well, the schedule usually is the second week in August. We don't even see it, but 2 days before it's released to the public. And it reminds me, and I think we've talked about this before, 1 year, Brooklyn was scheduled for no network TV games. And then all of a sudden, you know, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant showed up on their doorstep, which is really a true story. They didn't recruit them or anything. And all of a sudden, the entire schedule that they'd worked on for 7 months got torn up. That's what this is. Whoever lands LeBron will be on television the maximum number of times.
Right.
So when Adam talks about waiting on the schedule, it's all about national television.
Perfect sense, right? Why wouldn't you?
So if he goes, you know, to Golden State, that's a different thing because you're playing at 10 o'clock, 10:30 out west. One trip to the east. If he goes to Philadelphia, that's a different. If he goes back to Cleveland, another story. He goes to Miami and, you know, tries to recreate what they had in Miami with the Heatles. So I think that You know, I love that the NBA is a year-round sport and that we're having this conversation. Hopefully we're having it when I'm not on the air with you guys, mm-hmm. because you want people to be engaged. You want people to be interested. My gut says LeBron comes back east, which I think is great.
Right, and great for you because more fans. I mean, not we have a problem with fannies in the seats, but certainly it'll be electric atmosphere to get LeBron potentially, you know, extra couple
of
trips.
You had a problem once, and you're going to keep complaining.
What? Okay, I paid big money a few times when guys were on load management. I mean, what are we going to do? Steve, I'm over it. I'm just excited about this season.
I can tell.
But I will say this, as Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO, joins us here on Dukes and Bell, we found out the over-under is a little bit lower than last year. I know last year we started with perception of Trey and Porzingis, and obviously we exceeded expectations by winning two games in the playoffs, but it's interesting. I found, and maybe that's a byproduct of how much talent and the East getting healthier for this next season.
I happen to recall you made the largest bet of your life last year.
A few years ago, on the Hawks over.
Yes, he did.
A few years back.
I got to tell you, I knew we were sitting everybody that Sunday, and I'm like, oh my, I'm going to pay the price of this for many a Friday.
No, that was, it was a much smaller bet.
But elegant, but I don't. What are we? What does Vegas have us? I have no idea.
42.
Yeah, down from 46.5 from last year.
All right. Well, last year they had us at 43. We won 46. So.
Well, it was 46.5 when the season began, Steve. I know because
that even hurts more.
I bet it. Yeah. No blank Sherlock. I know it was a smaller Carl. It was less units than
it was
the big bet.
Yes, it was.
Right. So, by the way, we talked with Anse Salé all you know off season, and the moves have been great. Now it's just a matter of how much. I can't wait. I said to Carl, I'm not trying to be a Weisenheimer, Steve. I'm more excited about seeing some of these young guys and how they get integrated into the backup role coming off the bench, because we've got so many exciting guys we picked up in the draft.
Well, I think that's the plan. You know, when Anse said we're going to get younger, I don't think people really believed him, that we're going to get younger. We're going to continue to develop. It's the only thing you can do in the NBA every day with your players is develop skills. And the last two most improved players, both are on the Hawks roster. It's where Quinn and his staff absolutely shine. And I think it's going to be a really interesting season, but I know it's going to be exciting. I know it's going to be exciting. And, you know, again, if you measure the metrics by doing a deep dive on analytics, we won two games against the Knicks. Nobody else won more than one. That absolutely makes us the second best team in the NBA.
Case closed.
Great way to put it. Steve, congratulations on the TV announcement. That's great for Hawks fans. And you're right, we did win. And I'm talking about our wonderful city when it comes to World Cup. We'll see who wins that on Sunday. We appreciate you stopping by as always, man. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Who do we like on Sunday?
Everybody, all the soccer heads say Spain is just a juggernaut, Steve. But I mean,
can't. I got to go with
magic,
Argentina.
The magic of the comeback with Messi in Argentina. Expect Spain to maybe score the first goal on Sunday.
Yeah.
Rumor has that Messi's going to buy a home in Atlanta because he's done so well. He's certainly living in everybody's head here.
He is doing
that.
Hey, Steve Kuhnin, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Take care, guys. Be well.
There he is, Hawks CEO. Guys, we got a lot of stuff going on. Royal and Ancient has made a ruling. Mike is keeping tabs on if this thing, we're talking about the World Cup, potentially might be moved. If it was, what would they do? We've got the Falcon Report on the way. Braves conversation as they get the second half of the season started, and there's a lot of Braves news to get to. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.